Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The beauty pageant held in Atlantic City, Miss New York, and Indian American Nina Devil-Louis took home the 2014 Miss America crown and a $50,000 scholarship. Devil-Louis' victory sparked discussion online, mostly focused on her heritage. Miss America? You mean Miss 7-Eleven? Tweeted Jalen Leatherman, referring to the stereotype about Indians and convenience stores. Todd Starnes with Fox News also vented in his tweet following Devil-Louis' win, claiming that Miss America judges are liberal. Miss Kansas lost because she actually represented American values, he said. Some racist tweets even went so far to connect the Miss America winner to terrorism and called her Miss Al-Qaeda. On the other hand, many were turned off by the reaction and showed their support for the new Miss America. Musician Questlove called Devil-Louis' victory a true American story, while some urged angry viewers to get over it.
There is USA Today's Melissa Long commenting on the explosion of racism on Twitter, especially after last weekend's crowning of the new Miss America, the first woman of Indian descent to win the crown. So the Miss America reactions turned out to be the number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talkers charts for the week ending September 16th to the 20th is where we get our, let's say, a little hooch here. Talk Radio Countdown Show reviews the top 10 hits in talk radio, determined by Talkers.com and the producers from Steffen Multimedia. So let's go across the country and find out what's going on. And Miss America, the number 10 item on the countdown. Pope Francis's gay statements, number 9 on the countdown. Here's radio host Simon Constable talking to correspondent Deborah Ball about a recent interview the Pope gave, where he said the church needed to change its focus from their small-minded views on abortion and gay marriage.
Pope Francis warns in an unusually candid and lengthy interview that the church must balance its diverse rules and its moral edifice will fall like a house of cards. This was a very lengthy interview. Tell us the crux of it, the house of cards. What's he really warning of here?
Well, first of all, it's an extraordinary thing for a pope to give such a broad, sort of free-ranging interview. I mean, the interview was 12,000 words. He gave it over 3 days in August. The message you seem to want to send is to really pull the church a bit away from what's become a very politicized debate around abortion, conception, and gay marriage, particularly in the U.S. He's been sort of reprimanded by some bishops, particularly in the U.S., but he hasn't taken a real strong public stance on this, hasn't been public in sort of joining the conservative stance on these issues. He certainly reiterated that he sees no change in church teachings whatsoever, that he wants to pull the church more towards its sort of pastoral roots and to pull it away from this such a politicized debate.
Well, I want to read a quote from one of the quotes, which is very good here. Quote, the church's pastoral ministry cannot be obsessed with the transmission of a disjointed multitude of doctrines to be imposed insistently. We have to find a new balance, otherwise even the moral edifice of the church is likely to fall like a house of cards, losing the freshness and fragrance of the gospel. More broadly, he doesn't want divisive issues to repel people away from the church. That's the crux of this matter, right?
It is. I mean, his whole papacy, as young as it is, it's only been 6 months now, has been really aimed to bring people back to what they see or he sees as the core of the church.
These comments on not getting bogged down in dogma and really going the pastoral route, how do you think that will be viewed in the U.S.? I mean, obviously the U.S. church has been wracked by scandal, notably the sex abuse scandal. What do you think, Deborah?
Well, I mean, clearly there, but the U.S. Church, at least some bishops, have come quite close to the conservative line, have been very vocal about talking about the issue, particularly around abortion in the U.S., and there have been public comments recently with some bishops expressing very explicitly the disappointment that the Pope has not spoken publicly about it. So it probably won't go down terribly well for those who are looking for a really strong statement on this.
Up next on the countdown, climate change, the price you're paying for gasoline, and what the Fed has been up to this week. That's all in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we sort of buzz along for this week.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sight. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is the Talk Radio Review program that airs every week, 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen. To count from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, at number 8, the discussion, something new and different, climate change. Here's radio man Frank Beckman talking to University of Missouri science professor Dr. Anthony Lupo about Lupo's new report on climate change. He believes most are overlooking some items when they talk about mankind causing climate change.
We continue to be told there's nobody on the other side, that all of the scientists agree that man is ruining the planet. But it's just not true. In fact, just yesterday, a 1,200-page report was released by a new group called the Non-Governmental International Panel on Climate Change. So what were some of the conclusions that you drew and that you released? Obviously, we can't go through 1,200 pages here, but give us some of the high points.
Well, some of the high points in the chapter that I wrote, Chapter 1, about the models, is that the models are built to simulate climate, but we still have problems with them. There are still issues in the models that we have to overcome before they can really be useful tools in projecting climate far into the future. So we highlight those problems in both a mathematical and physical way, and then we show how it affects the outcomes on climate and climate change. And the rest of the report, as I understand it, goes into the other issues of looking at extremes, the ability of the solar or the sun to force climate change versus that of humans. One of the things that frustrates me with the IPCC is they basically ignore the solar component or say that it's much smaller than the human component.
Why is it important for a non-governmental group to give us some objective looks at the data?
Well, it's important to show a more complete picture of climate and climate change issues. The IPCC report does a very good job in reviewing the science, but then you get this summary from the policymakers, which has, in my opinion, been biased toward the human component. And having this alternative viewpoint just covers more ground and covers some of those areas that we feel the IPCC was a little short on.
Price you're paying for gasoline at the pump, number 7 on the countdown. Here's Caitlin Gosley reporting on the milestone as we pass 1,000 days of gas prices over $3 a gallon on average.
With every mile you drive, it costs more money out of your pocket. And AAA reports that for the 1,000th day in a row, it costs you more than $3 per gallon to fill up. From business owners to commuters, people in Springfield told 22 News that price is just something we have to learn to live with.
You just gotta plan ahead, you know? I mean, make every trip count. You can't joyride.
You know, you don't socialize as much, maybe. You kind of cut out a little bit of the going out a little bit. You know, you make adjustments.
With gas prices here in Massachusetts nearly 10 cents higher than the national average, one car salesman told us that getting good fuel economy is still on people's list of priorities.
But Mike Belise of Belise Auto also told 22 News he's noticed buyers have accepted the current gas prices as the new normal and are going back to shopping for things like safety and style. AAA also reports that the average price of a gallon of gas in New England is currently $3.58 per gallon. That's 32 cents lower than the price at this time last year.
The Fed's bond buying policy, number 6 on the countdown. Here's a business host, Susan Rose, with John Zach talking to another financial person. His name is Carl Reiner, no relation, about the announcement this week. The Fed is going to keep things where they are and how it affected the markets in general. Your 401k, for example.
The Federal Reserve concluded that the U.S. economy is not yet healthy enough for the central bank to ease its stimulus even slightly. Were you surprised or not at this decision by the Fed?
I think the vast majority of the marketplace was surprised. Our own firm was looking for a taper of somewhere in the neighborhood of about $10 billion. So when the Federal Open Market Committee, or the FOMC as it's known as on the street, released the news, it really took the street by surprise, and you saw an immediate reaction in just about all of the markets. Stock markets shot up, interest rates dropped, gold surged about 5%, up over $50 an ounce, and we saw some action in the oil markets as well. So it was, if you're a market watcher, yesterday afternoon was absolutely thrilled.
Carl, explain to our listeners and to us why this lack of action by the Fed created all of this investment activity on Wall Street, and how long might this enthusiasm last?
You know, starting back in May, we got the inclination from the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, that there would be some type of taper or the potential for some type of taper. As a result, we saw interest rates begin to rise a little bit in anticipation of this tapering. And that also caused a rise in mortgage rates. We began to see some weakness in the economic climate. Just to give you an example, the 30-year mortgage rose to about 4.57% in September, early September, from a low of about 3.3 in November. And that caused a big drop in home loan applications. In fact, we saw layoffs announced at Wells Fargo in their mortgage production, and Bank of America also announced cuts of about 2,100. So I think the Fed looked out over the climate and said, hey, things aren't as rosy as it should be. We're going to keep the punch bowl out there a little longer, and the stock market loves it.
What does it mean going forward, do you think?
There's two Fed meetings left this year. We've got one in October, and we've got one in December. And, of course, his tenure expires towards the end of this year as well. It's going to be very data-dependent. We're going to look at the economic numbers as they come out over the fourth quarter here. If we see some type of improvement in the employment report, there's a possibility that you may begin to see some tapering later in the year, but there's no guarantee of that.
Up next, after a brief pause, Russia in the focus, Starbucks, gun control, that sort of thing. It's next up here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio in review, the hot hits. Doug Steffen here as the host of the program, counting from number 10 to number 1, at number 5 at the moment, U.S.-Russian relations. From the BBC, Steve Rosenberg reports on Senator McCain's article in a Russian newspaper in Pravda, blasting Mr. Putin, and how difficult that newspaper is to find, actually, anymore in Russia.
One of the most dramatic media events last week was Vladimir Putin's opinion piece in the New York Times, in which he lambasted the United States and told the American people straight why he thinks a US missile strike on Damascus would be so catastrophic. Well, now, Washington has responded in kind. The US Senator John McCain, who was enraged by Putin's article, has had his own opinion piece published here in Russia. Now, we're told it's been published in Pravda, which for years was the biggest selling paper here, in Communist times at least. Well, this may come as a bit of a surprise to John McCain, but these days in Russia, you can't find Pravda anywhere. I have now found John McCain's article online on a Russian website called Pravda. So not the Pravda, not the famous newspaper. But what does John McCain say? Well, nothing very pleasant about Vladimir Putin, that's for sure. The article's entitled Russians Deserve Better Than Putin. The US senator says that Vladimir Putin rules Russia by corruption, repression and violence. He criticizes the Kremlin leader for backing President Assad and says that support has destroyed Russia's global reputation.
Number 4 item on the countdown, Starbucks gun policy. Host Gene Muller and Jody Becker talking to Nick Clark, president of the Wisconsin Carry movement, about Starbucks asking their customers not to bring any guns into the stores.
This isn't a firm, hard, no guns allowed ban from Starbucks the way it sounds. It's just a suggestion that they don't want their customers packing heat. What does your group think about that?
Yeah, it's kind of, obviously they phrase it as a request. It seems like they're trying to play the middle ground, and we understand that they're just in the business to sell coffee, but I think they missed the middle ground here, and they requested the people not carry guns into their establishment, and I hope that people who own guns respect that decision and don't. I know, speaking on behalf of our members, you know, their choice is going to be to, there's lots of alternatives, and buy their coffee elsewhere where people do respect their right to carry.
Nick, was the mistake here that they just didn't spell out a black and white policy from the beginning?
I think the first problem was that they have asked people to debate this issue in the state houses, and when that failed epically for the anti-gun crowd. When that failed, you know, we know the tactics of the anti-gun crowd is to first obviously try the courts, and in this case the courts couldn't help them. Then it's to obviously attack sponsors and attack corporations with boycotts and bad PR, and that's what they've done here. And it's unfortunate that the anti-gun crowd has pushed Starbucks into this position where they had to make a choice, and then at that point, unfortunate that Starbucks took this position. I think it's going to cause them more problems. You know, they've said they're not going to enforce the ban. They're still going to serve customers even if they're carrying. I think the problem with that is they're going to encourage these anti-gun customers who I believe are the minority who pushed for this ban. They're going to empower them to confront customers. And I think they're going to have problem situations in their stores where one customer is confronting another because the employees are not supposed to.
Now, if I'm reading correctly, weren't gun advocacy groups in Newtown, Connecticut, using the local Starbucks as a venue for talking about their ability to carry weapons and so forth? So it seems like this has been thrust upon Starbucks.
That's the one thing that I think I would concede, is I think that one of the things to learn from this is that even for the pro-gun folks, the retail establishments are there to undertake their business, and Starbucks wants to sell coffee.
So the Starbucks gun policy became the fourth most talked about item this week. So where we are at the moment in this hour, the new Miss America number 10, the Pope's statements on gay marriage number 9, climate change number 8, price of gasoline number 7, the Fed's bond buying policy is 6, U.S.-Russian relations number 5, Starbucks gun policy number 4, so that shakes us down to numbers 3, 2, and 1. And if we all play our cards right, that'll be up next here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the countdown we go. Week ending Friday, September 20th in review. Number 3 on the countdown this week, the discussion of Obamacare, something new, and the threat of a government shutdown. Wow! From affiliate WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. Host Bob McClain talks to Congressman Jeff Duncan of South Carolina about the threat of a government shutdown as a way to force a defunding of Obamacare.
What we hear back here in upstate South Carolina is that this is going to be an effort to defund Obamacare, but realistically, even if that is accomplished in the House, then when it gets to the Senate, it pretty much is dead on arrival there, is it not?
Well, it might be. I don't want to speculate what the Senate may or may not do with so many of their members that are up for re-election in the next election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Many are vulnerable, like Kay Hagan and Pryor and others that are in Republican states that should be held by Republican senators. And so I don't want to speculate what the Senate is going to do or not do. What I want to talk about is the fact that we're a Republican-controlled House, and let's pass Republican legislation that we all can rally behind that reflects the values of conservative America, that rejects this monstrosity of Obamacare that is not – we don't want to shut down the government. We have a plan to keep the government operating, but we want to stop what is actually shutting down America, and that is Obamacare, this crippling businesses, small and large, and it's going to be the death knell to American entrepreneurialism and American enterprise, the things that make America great. So let's stop that in its tracks. Let's delay it, let's defund it, let's repeal it, and let's replace it with something that works, and that is the free market.
Well, I know that many of the pundits say, well, if the GOP shuts down the government, then Obama will use that as a club against Republicans to beat them over the head with as we head towards the next election cycle. And yet, the polling data, even out today, shows that a slim majority, but a majority of the American people, believe it would be worth shutting down the government if defunding Obamacare is the prize at the end.
Well, we know what's the fact, and that's the fact that Obamacare is shutting down America. Businesses are looking to make decisions that they don't want to make, of laying people off and turning them into part-time employees, or possibly relocating to another part of the world. And that's the wrong thing. This is un-American. Let's allow the free market to actually work and create products that provide insurance coverage for those the most needy, create large pools that spread the risk around. Those are free market solutions. Let's get the government out of our health care. And I don't want to shut the government down. Republicans have a plan that actually funds government, keeps the level of spending at the post-sequester number, which actually cut the budget, largest cut since World War II, into World War II. That's something we did last spring. And I think this CR actually moves the ball and then force the Senate to actually have a vote on something where their members have to go on the record whether they support Obamacare or not, whether they want to change the spending and keep spending money that we don't have, and this leads into a debt ceiling fight, and I think it sets Republicans up with a good hand going into the debt ceiling battle.
Here's radio host McGraw-Milhaven talking to Sam Donaldson from ABC about how Donaldson has observed circumstances in government this week and what would happen if a shutdown took place.
Please explain to us what's going to happen with this government shutdown. First of all, do you think it's going to happen?
Well, increasingly it looks like it might. I hope that saner heads prevail. But there are about 40 to 50 House Republicans who say we don't like the Obama health care law. I mean, 41 times the House has voted to repeal it. And, of course, that's gone nowhere. Therefore, we'll just make certain the government cannot function. We'll defund the law. But in defunding the law, of course, the government wouldn't be able to function. The House Speaker John Boehner, desperately trying to corral, it's like corralling cats, you know, his caucus, says, well, all right, let's push the fight to the middle of October when we have the next tranche of raising the debt ceiling. But these tough guys in the House who believe in rule or ruin may not do that. So I think it could happen, but let's just keep our fingers crossed because it would be disastrous.
The general rule of thumb, Sam Donaldson, is that since Republicans were blamed last time during the Clinton administration, they'll be blamed again this time. Why do you think that is true or not true?
Well, I don't know. The polls suggest that people don't support closing down the United States government and who close it down. If the Republicans in the House say, here is a law that's constitutionally passed, signed by the president, the majority of the Congress approved it, we don't like it, but therefore we will shut down the government to make certain this law doesn't go into effect. Well, of course, nothing else goes into effect. Nothing works. Folks, do you think checks will continue to go out? Subsidies will continue to flow? Government installations will stay open? It'll be all right? I don't think so. That's not the way it works. But these people are tough guys.
I don't understand.
As I say, it's my way or the highway, and they don't care.
I don't understand their exit strategy. They're going to shut down the government, fine, but ultimately at the end, they're going to have to come to the table. So if you go to the table at the beginning, why go to the table at the end after you've already inflicted yourself with all this pain?
McGraw, I think we're talking about people. They're good people. I don't call them names. They don't think they want to come to the table. They don't want to negotiate. Why, they're not. I mean, if half the country thinks one way and half the country thinks the other way, they believe their half of the country should prevail no matter what. They don't want to do a deal.
So that gets us to number two this week, what's going on in Syria on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and
Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Moving into the world of News Talk Radio as a sort of finale to the top ten this week, I'm Doug Steffen at number two, Syria. Host Jimmy Cefalo talks to former National Security member Dennis Jett about Syria's reaction to the deal, which would require they turn over their chemical weapons.
A high-ranking Syrian official, meanwhile, told a Russian news agency that the deal to secure and destroy Syria's chemical weapons is a, quote, victory for President Bashar al-Assad's regime. However, the United States warned that the threat of military strikes remains if Syria does not carry out its plan. How do you think this thing falls out? Is it indeed a victory for Bashar al-Assad?
Well, I think he has to characterize it that way. The last thing a dictator can do is look weak and admit defeat, because the only term limits for a dictator is till somebody overthrows him or he dies. And right. So he wants to make sure he stays in power, and he can't do that by admitting that he's been defeated. So he's going to characterize it as a defeat, but I think if the deal goes ahead and is fully implemented, I think it's a victory certainly for the civilized world and a victory against the use of chemical weapons.
Have we elevated in some way the Russians and particularly their president by basically allowing him to broker this entire circumstance?
Well, I think the short answer is yes, but I don't think that's a bad thing. The Russians are the principal patron of Syria. They are a serious power, and they have the ability to make this thing happen or to prevent it and prevent peace from ever occurring in Syria. So I don't have a problem with that. I think it's good to see Russia and the United States collaborating on this, and I think it could be a win-win. And if the other side wins and the United States wins, then I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right. How about verifying this entire circumstance? When you sit down at a diplomatic table to negotiate a diplomatic end to a difficult circumstance, How do you negotiate this verification that we can be assured that we have got all their chemical weapons and they've been turned over to international hands?
Well, that's always been a problem. I mean, Ronald Reagan said trust but verify, and the emphasis, of course, is on verification. And it's hard to do with chemical weapons because they're small. It's not like a nuclear reactor, which is a large industrial facility that produces the stuff for nuclear bombs. And so I think you have to have a vigorous inspection regime. We did that in Iraq and successfully eliminated the weapons of mass destruction there, even though there was some resistance from Saddam Hussein and some complication. But basically, you just have to have an international body. There's something called the OPCW, Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, that has been in this business for a long time. They're located in The Hague. It's one of those international organizations that does its work, does it well, and rarely makes the newspapers. But they can do it if they get the cooperation and of the Syrians and this. And more importantly, the support of the international community.
Here's host Joel Riley talking to a political analyst about the report released this week by the UN on chemical weapons in Syria.
UN report confirms chemical weapons used in Syria. How is it that they're just finding out what seemingly we've known for weeks now?
Well, I think what their report is, they did chemical analysis of the area that they went to where one of these attacks had taken place in East Damascus. And I guess it's like a pathology report for cancer. I guess it takes a while for all the chemical tests to come back. It showed sarin gas. That's no big surprise. I mean, you know, if you read all these articles about the intelligence, what they don't have on intercepted phone calls and radio transmissions, they don't have Assad ordering the attack. They think it might have been one of his generals ordered the attack. So they can prove that, but they can't prove that Assad himself ordered it. Now, we're so used to civilian control of the military, thank God, in our country, that we think everybody's that way. But it's not. I mean, look at Egypt. You had a civilian government under Morsi thrown out by the military. So how do we know in the Stone Age known as Syria, that some of these generals in Assad's regime don't have sovereignty to order chemical attacks without him even knowing about it? Is that not possible? I suppose it is.
I would think so. I mean, you know, there's been rogue generals, loose cannons through time. But now that, Ban Ki-moon says that this is a war crime, the results are overwhelming and indisputable, is that going to rally world support behind us, or are we still going to wait for the Russian plan to come to fruition?
Well, we aren't us anymore. It is the Russian plan, which we've signed off on. And in order to get the Russians to agree to it, Obama and Kerry were forced to take the threat of force off the table, which means that the Russians and the Syrians are laughing behind our backs. They know they can do whatever they want, and there's no penalty to it. And they will get away with it. And they may do a pretty good job on some of these weapons. But, you know, the bottom line, Joel, they're going to keep killing people. I mean, however he does it, Assad will keep massacring his own people. He may not use chemicals for a while, but he'll keep some chemicals just in case, for sure, outside this agreement. You know he will. But he's still machine-gunning people every day.
Here's host Jeff Kuhner with Michael Savage having shown up on his program. So two talk show hosts talk about why they think President Obama still wants to get us involved in Syria.
What do you make of what's happening in Syria? Why do you think this president is hell-bent on taking us into war?
Yeah, I agree that no matter what Russia may do or no matter what Syria may or may not do, the targets have been coordinated. The missile tubes have been loaded. The bomb bays have been loaded, and they're going to bomb the hell out of Syria and cut the country up and divide the spoils. It's exactly a repeat of killing the Serbs for the taking of Kosovo so that an oil pipeline could be run through from the Caspian Sea. There's nothing more to it than that, in my estimation. Well, there's a little more to it than that, but that's one of the main things. You know the whole story, Jeff, of the natural gas pipeline and the competing pipelines and their routes. So this has nothing to do with humanitarianism. We don't even know who gassed who. We know Obama lied about the numbers. We understand that death from any number of means is horrible in war. But why do you come up with 1,500, Mr. Obama? Then change it to 1,000. When the Doctors Without Borders, which is a leftist group to begin with, says the death total was about 450. It's the biggest lie of our time, Jeff. And the reason that they're getting away with it you well know, is because we have no media to speak of. It's Pravda. It's Izvestia. Whatever the damn government wants, these stooges say.
Michael, the growing anti-war movement, your opposition, my opposition, the fact that the American people are waking up to the criminal that we have in the White House. Is Obama so drunk with power that he thinks he can dragoon this country into a war that we, the American people, don't want?
He knows it. Not only does he think it, he knows it. They're so insulated. We live in a dictatorship punctuated by elections every 8 years, don't we? What options are there for us?
So that'll bring us to number one, and as you might expect, the Navy shooting at the Washington Navy Yard. That's the number one item, and we'll focus on that next year on The Countdown.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Zooming into the number one position on this week's Talk Radio Countdown is the discussion of what happened on Monday at the Navy Yard in Washington. Here's host Gene Valicenti talking to Dr. James Greer about some of the mental health concerns that have been brought up since the last Monday shooting.
You know, Doctor, most of us, we come across people muttering to themselves, hearing voices. I don't do anything about it. Are we supposed to do more?
I think it's important that we're sensitive to the needs of people who do suffer from mental illness. And it's also important to keep in mind that the vast majority of these folks are not dangerous people. They are not violent people. They're people who are experiencing a medical problem that very deeply affects them. It is also important, however, to understand that when people are unable to control their own impulses, when they do become delusional, that we recognize that and get them the help that they require.
Now let's begin with the Newport police. They got a call from Aaron Alexis when he was at the Marriott, and he's complaining about hearing voices. People are sending him vibrations through the walls. Just from your perspective as a psychiatrist, the police should do what with that?
In a situation where a person is expressing ideas that are clearly not reality-based, it is important to get them evaluated by a professional so that someone can determine whether that person does need help, and whether or not they do present a danger to themselves or to anyone else.
Now, they said they told the Navy base that, hey, your subcontractor here is hearing voices, and apparently the Navy took no action after that. They didn't deem him a threat. Do you see something more that could have been done there?
It's unclear to me exactly what, if any, response took place. Certainly, when a person is expressing ideas that are so far out of touch with reality, and they have a position where they may have access to dangerous materials, to weapons. Caution, of course, is advised.
When you treat people who say they hear voices, it's a little more than that. So what exactly are they saying? They're getting direction, they're being urged to do something. Is it actually a voice speaking to them?
Many people who are experiencing these types of illnesses may report that they experience hallucinations. They may hear a voice talking to them. It may tell them to do things or not. There is no one certain presentation which always occurs. But certainly it's not unusual for people in these situations to say they are hearing voices which are directing them to a variety of activities, some of which may be very dangerous to themselves or even to others.
Here's another radio guy named Ed Crane offering his on-air editorial, insisting we don't have a gun problem in America.
The first mass shooting in recent memory, Charles Whitman's rifle in the Tower Slaughter at the University of Texas, stood alone until 1982, and then what some have labeled a tsunami of these shootings followed, 62 of them in 30 states. These armed and troubled killers aimed and fired in fast food restaurants and workplace settings, schools and movie theaters and shopping malls. We've had high-profile victims, a president and a press secretary over the years, law aimed at making it harder to obtain guns, from pistols to rapid-fire so-called assault weapons, even ammunition laws have proliferated. But consider this. There have been more of these horrible mass shootings between 2007 and now, and we don't know why. When most of the tougher gun laws have been put on the books, the shootings just ramped up. And since 1966 and now, a little known but crucial fact, 143 different weapons have been used by mass killers over those years. And despite the reactionary flurry of new anti-gun laws, 3 out of 4 of these weapons were legally obtained. Yes, legal or not, the guns and ammo did slaughter hundreds of innocents. But some perspective. Since 1982, there have been close to 500,000 Americans killed in a drunk driving accident. But there's no waiting period to buy a car. There's no limit on how much gas you can buy. There's not really even a law against having a drink or two and getting into a car. The law only seems to apply when the carnage is completed, or, if we are lucky, before a drunk driver is taken off the road before something terrible happens. There have been nearly 500,000 commercial plane crash deaths since the Wright brothers took flight, yet we're not limiting how many planes can fly, or are we banning pilots, who, according to most information we've seen, are at the fault in better than 50% of those deadly accidents. Look, mass shootings are horrible. Any mass killing is horrible. Innocent people die. But take a look at the numbers, and you may very well conclude, we don't have a gun problem. We have a nut problem. And it's time we stop paying less attention to the weapons the disturbed are using, and more to why they're using them, or any weapon if everything else is banned.
So the Navy Yard shooting is the most talked about item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Go to talkers.com to get a recap. Let's just go from number 10 to number 1 so you know how everything shakes out this week. Miss America pageant reactions are the items at number 10. The Pope's comments on gays and abortion, number 9. Climate change, number 8. Number 7, the high price of gasoline. Number 6, the Fed's bond buying policy. Number 5, the relationships between the United States and Russia. Starbucks gun policy is 4. Obamacare is number 3. Number 2 is Syria. And number 1, the Navy Yard shooting. That's it. That's the review of the hot hits this week in the world of News Talk Radio on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.